TMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, your listening oasis in the e-commerce desert. Now, from the shifting sands that make up his brain, here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by Crazy Lister, amazingly simple eBay listing software. Tell us what is so rare as a day in June. Or just talk eBay with us at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630.
So I'm reading through our chat board. E-Betsy says, oh, Griff, you know Iggy Azalea. As in Iggy, I'm so fancy, Azalea. Surely you know that song.
Nah.
Trash the hotel. Let's get drunk on the minibar.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, class act all the way.
She was being ironic and facetious and snarky all at once. I love it.
CJ wrote, greetings from sunny San Clemente. Can't wait to see everybody next month. And Betsy says, too soon. I don't even know how I'm going to pattern my hair color this year.
Good question.
If you've never seen an eBay event where E-Betsy has attended, you do not know what we're talking about.
They could guess, though, at this
they
point.
They can guess.
Yeah.
There's a picture of her on my website. I think it's voicemarketing.com,
yeah.
I think. There is a picture of Betsy at one of our events. It's a headshot of hers, but it's with her hair colored. She colors her hair the eBay colors, basically. Okay, let's see who else is in here. Girlfriend, so good to see you here. Hi, Joe and Ron and Tim. So we've got Global Mart Plus on here. I wrote this. Okay, hello all. I write this under the influence of Vicodin, a much-needed one after a huge 18-pallet purchase of a company with gifts and decor products. Like I already don't have enough to list. Say a prayer for me.
Oh dear.
So between the moving stuff in my office warehouse to have room and loading it and unloading it late last night, my body said, oh, well, why not mow the lawn this morning, too? Vicodin, well-deserved. I love the people on our chat board.
Well, they are something, aren't they?
Hello, everybody. Today is a nice springtime day. It is 77 degrees. Actually sunny here in Oradell, New Jersey. Who could that be, Griff?
Or Joe.
Hubcap Joe.
Hubcap Joe, yeah.
Sales have been good this week, and I hope you guys are doing well, too. Just think, in a month and a half, we'll be hanging out together at eBay Open in Las Vegas. I am really looking forward to this, as this will be my fourth time out there. That Cat Simpson. Oh, we haven't heard from Cat in a while. Hello, Cat. Welcome to the chat board. So we got a lot of good folks on the chat board with us. If you'd like to join us, we'd love to have you do so. Just go to ebayradio.com and click on the words Listen Live in the right-hand sidebar, then click Group Chat, and you'll find today's chat board. It's listed as the very first discussion post. It has the words Today and Chat Board right in the title along with today's date, and you can click on that thread to join in the show. So, Griff, so how's it going at eBay this close to an event? What goes on? Lots of stuff happening? And
not that you would know. No.
No?
You wouldn't be able to tell. It's all behind the scenes.
Mm.
You know, there's an event team that works on all of that stuff together. And the only other thing that was happening is there's those of us who are presenting or putting together our presentations.
Oh, you are going to present the photography.
Yes, I'm
going
to present the photography.
Oh, we're happy about that. Okay, good. Good. We've been wondering.
I'm like a holiday tradition that gets dragged out on a wheeled pallet every year. And here's Griff to do the photography.
Hello. Well, thank you for joining me.
And it's the animatronic Griff.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's been doing it for so long. So he moves his hands and his body like, you know, the Hall of Presidents at Disney World Land. Well, welcome to my photography workshop, which is to say it is mine. But now you are a part of it, and it goes on and
so
on.
So it doesn't say yet when it's going to be or anything. It just says how to take photos that sizzle and sell.
Sizzle. Yeah, we're going to be introducing a whole line of cameras that double as backyard barbecues. So you'll be able to sizzle and sell.
Pictures speak louder than words, especially online. I'm reading this on ebayopen.com.
Yeah.
This workshop shows you how to snap great product photos that help build trust with buyers. We'll also cover how to optimize your images for mobile shoppers and scale your photo operations to keep pace with your growing business. Do you have one hint you can give us about mobile?
About mobile?
About
because the same, everything that pertains to your regular point-and-shoot or DSLR camera would pertain to mobile. But so I'd have any tip I give. Oh, I can give you a tip about mobile.
Okay.
Explore your mobile phone's camera options and capabilities. I talk to sellers who have, they use their phone, and I'll say, well, have you tried the professional mode or the pro mode? And they'll say, what's that? I said, well, you got to explore it. It's a mode, if you're having a Samsung phone, if it's an Android, it has two different modes or several modes, but the two big ones are automatic and pro, which is...
Where do we find those?
See?
I see HDR auto.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends on your phone.
I have a Samsung Note 5.
Right, the same thing I have. So you should have the same. If you go and you open up the phone, which you, you know, there's a little camera, I mean, icon.
Yeah, I'm there.
Then, right. And then if you, if you're focused, you know, you've got the phone open. If you swipe to the right, you should see...
Oh, my God.
You didn't know this, did you?
No.
So if you swipe that to the right, you'll see auto, pro, panorama, selective focus, slow motion, fast motion, virtual shot, blah, blah. You want to explore all those different
options.
Video
collage.
Yeah.
Live broadcast.
Which is not for a listing, necessarily.
No.
But the selective focus, auto, pro, and not so much the panorama unless you're selling a very, very long object. You want to at least explore the pro in this particular camera. But all different cell phones, their cameras have different shooting modes. And I'm always surprised at how many people own. You paid all this money for a device and you're not learning all the things it can do. You can't break it. Just explore.
So I just took a picture with the pro mode.
Yeah.
So what should that do for me?
Well, the pro mode allows you to, it gives you more options and more control over the photo.
What is ISO?
ISO is the, it's an industry standard for the setting. It started with film, ISO for film, and it's something called how fast the film is. So, you know, film, if you think back on film, different types of film had different numbers. Like, I don't know if you remember, there was something called Tri-X 400, a black and white film. And then there was a pan film, panchromatic film that would be like 100 ISO. And this gives an example of how fast the film is. And the higher the ISO number, the faster the film is and the easier it is to use it in lower light.
So I have it. I'm trying to take a picture
now,
of my
digital
mouse.
Digital camera.
Of my mouse, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it says ISO A160.
A160.
Now it says A200 if I move the camera a little bit.
Huh. So it's automatic and it's changing it based on the amount of light that's coming in through the sensor.
I get it. Okay.
Right. But you can manually set that in a pro or manual mode. And sometimes if you're working in a low light situation, increasing the ISO can help give you more illumination, but it also, with a digital camera, tends to give you what's called more noise. So you'll see that a solid dark color area of that photograph might appear very grainy, and that's because the ISO is high.
Slow motion. Why would you want to do that?
For effects.
Video effects, yeah.
Well, yeah, it's not, you don't have a slow motion photo.
I don't know, I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Fast motion, virtual shot. What does that mean?
I forget.
I'm clicking on it and taking a picture.
Tap
the camera button, then circle around an object while keeping it in the center of the frame.
Oh, right, exactly, yeah. So it gives you that 3D sort of thing, you know.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, interesting. How come nobody ever told me about that swiping thing?
Well, I don't know, babe.
I've always just taken the picture.
I don't know. I just, you know.
Well, thank you for that. So if you have a Android, people, and you've never swiped it after you've pressed the camera icon, please do so, because there are all kinds of things there you need to work with. So what does the auto mean again, Griff?
Auto means that the camera will do the work for you for most cases. Where,
okay, because mine's on auto now.
Yeah, and most people use it on auto, and it's probably smart because you'll get the, given the light and the speed of what the subject is moving or not moving, the camera figures that all out and gives you the optimal settings in most cases.
Okay, I'm taking a panorama of my studio here. Well, thank you, Griff.
Yes, well, you're welcome.
I'm sure there are some people in the audience who are like me.
I hope so.
And didn't know those things.
I hope if everyone knew everything, what good would I be?
So you're going to do the how to take photos that sizzle and sell. I'm looking over the workshops.
Ooh, this photo sizzles.
Your search-friendly listing with Google. Come here directly from Google experts. See, you're going to really be missing out on a good thing this year, people.
I
if
say
you're
the
not
same
going,
thing, but you know, what can you do? You can't convince.
Come here directly from Google experts on how you can optimize your listings for Google Shopping, plus listing and title best practices specifically for eBay buyers.
They're going to open the Google kimono, a little
tiny
slip.
I want to be there to see it.
This open phone segment was sponsored by Crazy Lister, amazingly simple eBay listing software. Ask us anything. 888-723-4630. This is eBay Radio.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Who's your daddy? His special day is coming up, and his perfect gift is already waiting on eBay. List your perfect gifts for dads right now. From vintage ties to grilling gear to car toys and cool gadgets. Also wanted, many colognes and masculine jewelry for posh dad. Golf accessories or team wear and memorabilia for sporty dad. Group giftable goodies in a Father's Day store category to make them easy to find. Then invest in a few promoted listings to help them pop in search results. Market them via social media and your store newsletter as well. And don't forget to shop for your dad on eBay, too.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
USPS has a lot of great ways to ship your stuff. Here at Stamps.com, we support them all. Stamps.com was the first company to be approved by the U.S. Postal Service for buying and printing postage online. And in our 20-plus years, we've learned a lot about eBay sellers. And we know that deciding which shipping option is the best for each package can be tough. That's where we can really help. Stamps.com's best rate comparison engine automatically picks the lowest cost USPS option for your package, making sure you never overpay for postage. If you're new to Stamps.com, we invite you to try our 4-week trial. We'll even throw in a free 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. So, the next time you need to figure out the best way to ship your package, remember Stamps.com. Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 444.
How important are item specifics for your listings? Laura Penix is known on eBay as top-rated seller 520 Pajama CEO, and she has this answer to that.
Probably the single most important thing that you can add to a listing to make sure that they're found by buyers. When you're on the mobile app and you pull up a listing, the first thing you're going to see is the title and the price, but right beneath the buy it now and add to cart buttons, you're going to notice the first thing that comes up is the item specific. When I look at that, that's where I make my first decision as to whether I'm going to click through the rest of this listing to see whether I'm interested or not.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show whose merchandise volume is never gross. The host? That's another matter. Now, here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, be our next caller at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630. Hey, I got a problem I got to talk about.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I got an eBay issue. Who do I talk to?
I'll help.
All right.
And if I can't help, I'll tell you where to go.
So, you know, I put my store on vacation for the weekend because I was away. And I came back, and this morning at around 7 o'clock or so, I took it off vacation. And it is now, what, 7? It's almost 5 hours later. And I only show 7 items have appeared in my store. And I had 150 plus. So, who do I complain to?
Okay.
You? Do I complain to you?
Okay, our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. If you think you can help Griff with his problem, this will be a first on eBay Radio. 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. He can only see 7 of his. When's the last time you listed?
Last week.
Oh, okay.
Last weekend. And I made a bunch of sales, but there's 150 items. And so far, only 7 have shown up in 5 hours.
Oh, my. I think I would have to call eBay customer care.
Yeah.
Do you have a concierge?
No. How do I do that? How do I contact eBay? Can you help with that? What's your name again? Lee?
Yes.
Can you do that for me?
Well, sure.
Do you work for eBay, Lee?
No, I don't.
Oh. All right.
Okay, so my items are, I'm doing it in Google, are not showing up on eBay. My items are not showing up on the search result. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I think they've been, someone told me there's a rolling brownout.
Never.
Is that
eBay,
true?
Hold on. eBay would never do a rolling blackout.
Well,
why
you would say
eBay
that.
Do that?
Well, you
just
would say
answer
that,
the question. Why do you think eBay would do that? I'm pretending I'm Griff.
To be
why
diabolical?
Would eBay do that?
To be.
You think we're in business to be diabolical?
Well, it pays, doesn't it? Sorry.
Okay, so I'm looking it up. Why okay, here it is.
Here it is, go ahead.
Okay, the eBay community, starting a business on eBay.
Right.
Why is my item not showing up in the search results?
Yeah. After it was on vacation mode.
Accepted solutions. You listed the item 5 days ago. For some reason, I couldn't find the listing on the main search either. Oh, these are just questions and answers.
See? There is no answer. It's a mystery.
No.
So what am I going to do, Lee? You're not very much of a help.
So
can you get Griff on the phone?
So why don't you give me an item number?
What do you mean?
Just give me an item number.
Of what?
Something that's not showing up.
Oh. Well, when I do that,
yeah.
What happens is you see nothing.
Well, let's try it.
All right.
So I'm on eBay.com. Let's put in an item number.
I have to go to my active listings because they show up there.
They show up there, but
they show up in my active listings.
But
okay,
not,
here you go.
Not in the search results.
All right. 1428.
1428.
1132.
1132.
7539.
7539. Again, that's 1428, 1132, 7539. No listings.
Yep, see, and there is a listing. It's a big listing. All right, well, I guess I'll just have to contact eBay customer support like all the other people that will tune into the show and say, what happened?
You know, I've heard of this happening before.
Yeah, well, it happened to me.
What do you usually tell people when it happens?
Seriously. Go have a cup of coffee and come back. It'll be fine. I don't know. Isn't that what I tell people? I think so.
Yeah, this listing is not showing up at all, honey.
Well, how can I sell it if no one can find it, Lee? I'm just so upset right now.
Call eBay, honey. They'll take care of you.
They don't have their phone number.
This does happen once in a while. It's interesting that it happened to you.
Interesting?
Mm-hmm.
That's not the word I would use, but okay.
Let me ask you a question. What happens? Oh, do this for me, would you?
Do what for me?
Okay, so go on eBay.com.
I'm on eBay.com.
Okay. Go to the main page.
Oh, yeah, I am on
the main page. Yeah. Go over to advanced in the right-hand corner to the right of search.
I did go to advanced. Yeah.
Go to advanced. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what I would like you to do is put in that item number in the advanced section. And
it doesn't work.
It didn't come up then?
No, it doesn't work.
Oh, my.
Tried it, babe. Tried all this, babe. Anyway.
And so did you do it by seller? Did you say by seller and then put your name in?
Yep, did that.
Your eBay name in.
7 results show up.
And that's it.
And this morning there was only 3, so they're adding them very slowly. Now, right now it says, 7 listings. So, who knows? Maybe those will sell now that they're the only ones showing up. Anyway, it's not about me.
I'm sorry you're having this problem. You know what would be fun is if we called eBay Care Center on the air and see what they tell you. That wouldn't be nice.
I'd have to tell them. You can't just, you know, you have to say, this is Griffin, we're on the air right now.
And we have a question.
And we call just to, you know, yank your chain a little bit. Mm-hmm. But actually, for reals, it's totally for reals. My listings aren't showing up.
Uh-oh.
All right, well, we'll figure it out. I'm just sure that they're just stuck in a funnel somewhere. This open phone segment was brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Coming up, turning sales into success, keep listening to eBay Radio. Hour 1 is done. Hour 2 is on the way. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing, Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
As an online seller, you're always sourcing. So make it easy. Now there's a new way to buy in bulk with Bulk Auctions. You may have heard about Bulk, the easy way to source liquidation goods by the pallet or case. Now, meet Bulk's 48-hour auctions. Score deep discounts on lots from top retailers that you can resell at a profit. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, pick a lot and place your bid. You can bid on multiple lots and keep bidding until the auction ends. 2, Bulk sends an email saying you've won. 3, pay within 2 business days via credit card or PayPal. Bulk holds auctions on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, starting at noon Eastern Time. And whether you buy a case or pallet, your goods come with Bulk's guaranteed manifest. Browse for free at bulk.com/auctions. That's bulq.com/auctions.
Your e-commerce business is growing. Sales are multiplying, and you need a shipping solution that can keep up. ShipStation can help. Even when you have multiple selling channels and multiple carrier accounts. With ShipStation, fulfilling orders is not only easier, it's faster too. ShipStation is web-based, so you can manage and ship your orders from anywhere you happen to be. And ShipStation lets you automate almost everything. You can import each item's photo, weight, and SKU, email your buyer, promote your other items, even leave feedback. ShipStation also integrates with multiple carriers at competitive rates, letting you ship every item cost-effectively. Wherever you sell, however you ship, ShipStation offers you multiple ways to save time and money. Try ShipStation free for 30 days, no credit card required, at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.